Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski. Today we're going to talk about the Midwinter Waterfowl Survey. Mike, explain.
So the Midwinter Waterfowl Survey is basically the longest running coordinated migratory bird survey in North America, probably the world. It's been on the books since 1935. Its origination was to get population estimates. At that time we didn't have breeding ground surveys, and we still don't for a lot of Arctic nesting species, so it still plays a critical role for providing population estimates for things like eastern tundra swans and helping to show distributions of where our birds are wintering. That has been changing over the course of time, and also providing some basic estimates of other Arctic nesting birds.
Survey is done in the first week of January in all 50 states. How is it conducted in North Dakota?
Right, so it's called a cruise survey, so we're not running transects necessarily. We're basically going where we think there are birds located. North Dakota, that's pretty much just going to be the Missouri River system. So depending on the year, we'll fly the lake, Lake Sakakawea, and the Missouri River. A lot of years we don't fly Lake Sakakawea. It's usually frozen by the time we do our survey. This year it froze just a few days after we conducted the survey, but we did send a plane up to check it out. We also fly Lake Nelson and Lake Chida, depending on the year. And it depends, you know, we also have some ground crews go out and check various areas around the state. There's quite a few small tail races below dams that hold little pockets of birds, and other places further west in the state that also hold birds. You know, again, it depends on the winter and how things are going as far as how many birds we have in those other areas that aren't getting hit by the aerial survey.
This survey is done every year the same week in all 50 states.
Yeah, and the goal of that is to have it so that we're not double counting birds. If a storm comes in after some place counts and pushes birds around, because birds are not only moving north and south, they're moving a little bit east and west too, especially in the southern part of the wintering range. So we want to have a kind of a window of time where everybody tries to get it done about the same time. Some states like Texas have a lot of ground to cover, so they're going to take more than a week to do it probably, but it's still mostly going to be centered in that same week of effort.
Okay, what did we find this year?
So our numbers were kind of in line with the I guess middle of the pack group. We've kind of got these three groups of numbers that we see for birds in North Dakota, where it's either have a really high batch if we have a really open, warm winter, basically no snow, and then there's this sort of middle of the pack group, and then a really low number, like if we're having a winter where we have lots and lots of snow, cold weather. So we were about 100,000 birds this year, which is in line with that middle of the pack group. That average is around 95,000. The high end is, the high average is about 200,000. So we're, you know, we're just kind of right in the mix of it. We had a lot of snow roll in right before the survey. We had a kind of a small, it wasn't quite a blizzard, I guess, right after Christmas, that had a fair bit of snow associated with it and very strong northwest winds, and we lost quite a few birds with that.
Mike, how many were on the lake versus the river?
So, you know, the lake was in the process of freezing up, and it previously had been holding a lot of birds, but we only had about 11,000 geese on the lake, and then about 77,000 on the river, and then another 9,000 or so on Nelson Lake. And we actually did have close to 2,000 birds sitting on Lake Chida this year. There's a little bit of open water when we did the survey, which is a little bit abnormal. But the lake had a lot of potential to hold a big number of geese, but with the storm coming through and the lake starting to really freeze up, a lot of those birds took off.
Okay, and most of the birds in North Dakota are migrants.
Yeah, our birds are coming out of central and western Saskatchewan typically. We're mostly counting Canada geese. We, you know, we're in that 100,000 range for kind of an overall average, and then for mallards we You know, we only average a little bit more than 20,000 a year. So, I mean, most of those mallards, it's hard to know where they're coming from. They could be coming from northwest North Dakota too, but yeah, most of them are going to be out of that Saskatchewan range coming down. And our Canada geese, we certainly have some Canada geese that are on the river all winter long that are probably from the river system, either coming from Lake Sakakawea or just, you know, nesting pairs that are on the river. We do have quite a few birds doing that. And then also northwest North Dakota.
Okay. How does this year compare to last year?
We're down slightly from last year. You know, if we hadn't had that big cold spat right after Christmas, I think our numbers would have been a fair bit higher. We certainly had a large number of birds using the Missouri River system in early December, and things just sort of tapered off, and then we got, you know, 7 inches of snow or whatever with that snow and very strong north-northwest winds kind of taking things out, and the lake was starting to freeze up too. So we lost a lot of Canada geese in that, lost some mallards. We typically aren't, you know, as I mentioned, counting all that many mallards on this survey. We only had a little over 5,000 total mallards, I think. But yeah, our Canada goose numbers were down a little from last year, down 30,000 or something like that total for the survey. And we're still getting some numbers in from around the state too, so it may change a little bit, but the river is going to be the core of that number.
Sure. You may have touched on this a little bit, Mike, but what is the data used for?
Basically, at this point, it's helping to determine distributions of wintering waterfowl. But when it comes to things like tundra swans, that is the population estimate that's used in the management plan for setting like our tag allocations for those birds.
A lot of good information. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
The North Dakota Game and Fish Department will once again track hunting and fishing issues during the 2019 legislative session. Interested outdoor enthusiasts can follow the proposed outdoors-related bills by visiting the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. A brief description of each bill will be included, along with a bill sponsor and hearing schedule. To view each bill in its entirety, click on the linked bill number. For waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.